Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey.
What up, y'all?
What is going on? Welcome back to the Let's Make Out podcast, peeps, where we make out all things what?
Love, life, and laughter.
That is right. I'm your host, Gabrielle.
And I'm your other host, Chad.
And we're so glad you're here.
That's right.
So let's see. It's so funny. We opened up with our classic clapping, knuckle cracking. And somebody asked on the last podcast if anybody ever told me that cracking my knuckles would make them bigger. And yes, my grandmother, Nana, would tell me that all the time when I was growing up. Quit cracking your knuckles. They're going to make your knuckles big. Quit cracking your knuckles.
I don't know how you don't physically crack your knuckles.
I don't understand how people don't either. I don't know where I got it from, though. I don't know if I learned it at school or what, but I have been cracking my knuckles for a good 30 years, and they don't seem no bigger. So, but an FYI.
Yeah, my neck joints don't seem bigger when the chiropractor cracks my neck.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, and I don't know. And some say it could cause arthritis. I guess we'll just cross that bridge when we get there. But yeah, boy, I crack everything. I crack my arms, my neck, amazing. My toes, my back.
It's so like, it's so I'm so things. Jealous of how she can crack
I
things.
Can
I'm
crack
like
all the things.
I wish okay. I could crack my. Let me try right now.
I was just about to say, let me try.
Nope.
Ooh, let's see.
In like two or three.
One little.
Oh my goodness, she gets it every time.
Sometimes it's like, and it's
the
worst.
I can't do it. I wish I could do it.
Do y'all crack y'all knuckles out there? What do y'all crack? Yes. Are y'all crackers? Knuckle crackers, okay? Yeah. I'm not trying to call y'all.
I would guess you're probably not.
Crackers.
So, yes, that's hilarious. On that note.
Cue the music.
Oh, okay, hey. I'll do it. Okay, I wasn't even ready. Okay, here we go.
Totally messed up the dance there, but yeah, I was ready. That's all right. You can't win them all. And if you are listening and you're like, what dance? Come on over to Let's Make Out podcast on YouTube and watch us, okay?
That's right.
So you can see what we look like.
And after you watch that, go over to Gay Babe TV and watch us there. And after you watch that, go over to the Gay Fix and watch us there.
Well, watch me.
Watch Gabrielle there.
Siege.
Yeah,
I forgot to call you Siege. You might find Siege there, but you won't find
you'll
Chad
find
there.
Siege. You won't find.
Well, I think you did a video I think with I was me only a like long one time ago on the Gay Fix. That's been a really, really long
it's
time.
It's been a long time. But so what's been going on this week, sweetheart?
Let's see. If you're watching and I feel like if I'm placing my fingers awkwardly, it's because I just polished my nails, so they're not completely dry. So I figured I'd, you know, kill two birds with one stone. That is a horrible stain to kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah, it is pretty bad.
I need a replacement. Then I get two things done at once, okay? I leave my nails dry while I'm filming the podcast at the same time. Where did that come from?
You can just picture that. You hit the one bird and then
It like ricochets and then it
like
hits
skips
the other
off
one.
And hits the
so
other bird.
Horrible.
And they both just fall
Do you
flat.
Ever wonder where we get these sayings from? My mom used to subscribe to like an email. And I think she put me onto it. I can't remember the name of it, but it's like they send you these like trivia type fun fact information, like things that you wonder, like, where did we get that from? Where did this saying come from? Why do we say, you know, I don't know. I was trying to think of a clever saying, but now I can't.
Why do we say things?
Why do we say those things that don't really make sense when you listen to them?
Yeah. There
like,
are
what's another one? What's another one? What are they called? Lord. Metaphors? Not metaphors. What are those things called?
What is one? I don't know.
You can't think of one, but.
No, because we're on the spot, sweetie.
Oh, my goodness. So it's a proverb. I guess you could call it a proverb. I looked up the kill two birds with one stone. Proverb is achieve two aims at once, which I obviously just explained to y'all, but I was trying to think of the other name for it and I can't. I think I was thinking something different than a proverb.
Oh, we thought that was thunder, and like it's not even, like, you know what?
It is sunshine.
Speaking
outside,
of thunder, last night there was a really bad storm coming through the Midwest, but honestly, like the lightning and thunder, you know, really passed pretty quickly. We still had it throughout the night, but it wasn't like crazy. The rain kind of died away, but right when it started, the power went out, and the power usually, you know, will go out and then it comes right back on.
It
did that a couple times, but it was off until about 12:30.
So it was about 5 hours because it was like 7:30. I remember because I was just made pork chops. I had seared them on the stove.
She had just gotten done.
I had just finished and I was just getting ready to put them in the oven because I had the oven preheated and the power went off. But I stuck them joints in there. We had our pork chops because it was already heated.
And we had some raw broccoli.
And we did. We had raw broccoli because I couldn't find my steamer basket. So I was like, forget it. We'll just eat the broccoli raw.
Yeah, it worked out. It worked out just fine.
And then we proceeded to be bored for the rest of the evening because
we realized that we don't know how to do anything without technology.
We don't know how to function. Like
even Chad was hilarious. Chad Jr. was hilarious because he would be like, I'm going to try to charge my iPad. I'm like, Chad, there's no electricity. I'm just going to try. So he would try and say, yeah, it's not working. And then he's like, you know, I'm going to try to charge my phone. I'm like, dude, it's the same principle. There's no electricity. He's like, Dad, can we charge your iPad? I'm like, no, we can't charge nothing, bro.
We cannot charge
anything.
But
then after we got him past that point, then he was like, how do I can't watch this. Like, it's not working. I'm like, because there's no internet.
We don't have no Wi-Fi, Shawty.
And he's like, we don't have no Wi-Fi? Because he calls it Wi-Fi.
Yes.
it was just the funniest thing ever. Like, he just really was, like, lost. Like, what is happening
right
now? It
was the funniest thing. It was pretty funny. And I just, but on top of us not having the Wi-Fi or electricity or anything else, our cell service was raggedy. So I couldn't even get on Instagram. I was trying to watch my IG stories, and I was so frustrated because
it was hilarious.
I didn't have.
Because she played the same one over. It would start like one second in and then cut out.
And it would stop me. And then I waited and I came back to it and then tried again. And I was like, still not working.
I'm like, sweetheart. I was looking at her like, is it that deep?
But you know what? It made me realize how attached we are to everything. Like, first of all, I mean, we all rely on electricity for everything anyway. Yeah. But
like,
sure,
for entertainment
I could have picked up a book. I got hella books over here on my nightstand I could have picked up. Mm-hmm. So many books that I've started and I haven't finished. I finally got in the bed and started listening to my audiobook, but that was short-lived because then I was like, let me just go to sleep. But for a couple hours, I was so busy trying to get my Instagram feed to work that I could have finished the book because I got 2 hours left on this book that I've been listening to. I could have finished it. You know what I'm saying? Because my Audible books are downloaded already. So
exactly.
But it was just...
It's interesting. So I actually pulled out a magazine and looked through a magazine
for
the first time like in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I read a book. I probably read like... I'd say probably.
Oh, did you read? You start reading when you got in the bed?
Yeah, I continued to read. Yeah, so I probably read like maybe 25 pages or so.
Oh, that's good.
So,
it was crazy.
Yeah, it was just interesting, but yeah, it's just one of those things where
you gotta stop being so attached, man.
It reminds you that you can't lead by example, you know, when it comes to your children. Like, you know, the best if you are doing it yourself. Because, you know, your kids see you. You know what I'm saying? Like, your kids see you. And they don't know if you're working or playing.
They don't know.
They don't know. It doesn't matter to them, right? It doesn't matter to them.
You're just on it.
Mm-hmm. So, so it just was, you know, like, man, we
really need to get it together.
Yeah, which we've already talked about. Yeah. You know, we have some checks and balances, and we are better than we used to be.
We are better.
But we want to get better. So,
yeah.
The timing of it was bad because... Because then it was Reagan's bedtime. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, she...
We did read books with a flashlight. It was fun.
I bet
she held the flashlight when I read. So we have this ritual. She wants me to read a book, and then she wants to take it and read it. So her reading it is basically like flipping the pages and pointing out stuff that she sees.
I know, it's so cute.
But so I held the flashlight, and then she held the flashlight. And so that was so fun.
Cute.
That was a little different, you know.
That's cute.
But... Yeah, it was crazy. I did go to bed at 10:30 though. That was great. I can't remember the last time I went to bed.
I know,
at
right?
Like sleep.
I'm just gonna shut the power off every night at 9:30 p.m. I'm gonna shut
that's
the power
what it takes
off.
For
I'm
me
like,
to
dang,
do.
The storm
that's
got us
what
again.
It takes.
Like,
okay.
Sweetheart, it's beautiful outside. I don't know, it's a storm somewhere. I don't know.
And I popped up at like 6:45.
Look at that.
Like feeling good. was like,
What is this?
So that's sleep what it thing? Takes. Right.
The sleep stuff?
Well, it works? Look at that. What time do y'all go to bed? I really be trying to get in bed by 11.
It's rough.
And I just can't allow myself to go to sleep before 11. For whatever reason, I feel like I'm about to miss out on something.
No, I had my second therapy appointment yesterday. And I did it in the car because I had to go to a doctor's appointment and all the way back, and I just wasn't going to make it back in time because I left the house late. And so I sat in the parking lot in the car. I mean, which it didn't matter. I mean, you know.
Talking about bedtime.
We're talking about like sleep. He said that, you know, his thing, you know, sleep, nutrition, and fitness, you know, and that's, you know, those are like the keys to, being healthy, you know, like, you know, just that's the kind of like the three things that you need to good at to be healthy, right? And we were just talking about sleep. He's like, what do you think about, you know, how's your sleep? And I was like, my sleep is in the crappy category because I've always had this thing where I feel like if I go to sleep, I'm going to miss something. Like, literally, it is the craziest thing. Like, it is so, like, I will sit there and, like, to the point where I'm exhausted, like, because I, some reason in my head, I feel like I'm going to miss something.
Okay, so here's a question. Do you think that have you felt like that for as long as you can remember? Or do you think, like, military training has made you feel like sleeping will make you miss something? I wonder.
Well, probably a mixture.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably a mixture. It didn't start until, here's the thing. I'm not one of the people that remembers much from their childhood.
Yeah.
Other than the bad stuff.
Like, well, maybe that's all that there is to remember.
Literally, I remember the bad stuff, but I don't remember good stuff. So, not saying the good stuff never did happen. I'm just saying I don't remember it. So, I don't remember, like, how I slept or, like, you know, like, I remember having, you know, night terrors. I went through night terrors a lot. So, like, terrors to the point where, like, I would wake up, like, I would get hurt in a dream, and I would wake up, and it would be hurting in that spot where I got hurt in the dream.
I've never experienced that.
Yeah, so, like, the most vivid one ever, like, I was in this, like, this arcade, like, this dark arcade.
Yeah.
And I go in there, and then there's, like, this clown or type person, like, chasing me. Right?
In the dark arcade.
The dark arcade, right? So he gets me and he stabs me in the arm with a knife.
And you woke up
like screaming. I woke up screaming and my arm where he stabbed me was like just throbbing with pain.
Really?
The craziest thing.
That is the craziest thing.
That's just one of many. I've got many.
Would your mom like run in like, are you okay? What's going on?
Yeah, they would come and check me.
Yeah, they'd both come on.
That's it's crazy.
Crazy.
It's crazy, man.
I've never experienced that.
So,
before.
But yeah, so like far as my sleep, like I think, yeah, I started with military, like, you know, just like, because sleep was all over in the military, especially when I went overseas to Iraq. So I think it just never, I don't know, I just got into bad habits. I mean, I think that majority of the things that you want to change or that I want to change or you want to change are the result of bad habits.
Yeah. And I've been listening to Atomic Habits. I've had the book for at least a year and a half, maybe. Because I remember we bought it at one airport. Remember when I bought that? I don't even remember.
Back when we could travel the world.
Oh, don't remind me. Give us 2 seconds so we can cry for a second.
I know, right?
But I made it through part of it, and then I was like, let me just get the Audible. Ain't that horrible? Like, I would much rather listen to the book. So I've been listening. I've started from the beginning because I couldn't remember. It's been so long, the time between when I was reading it, I was like, let me just start from the beginning. And he starts off talking about how we don't realize how many automatic habits we have. Like, our brain runs on autopilot so many times. How many times do you wake up and you do the first thing that you do every single morning? Or when you get dressed, you're either putting your left foot in your pants first or your right foot in. Like when you go to tie your shoe, which one do you start
which
with?
Foot do I
when
put
you
in
go
first?
To work, you drive the same route every time you go. Like these things that we do, like they require no real activity in our brain because it's something that's been learned. So he's like, that's why it takes so much effort to relearn and to retrain yourself because we've just been doing things the same way for so long that that's just how it becomes.
It's just how it is. Yeah.
It's crazy when you think about it. It's like, I don't even think about it. I get up, I brush my teeth. Like literally, I don't do anything else before I brush my teeth. Like that is the very first thing that I do. Well, I use the restroom and then I brush my teeth. in that order all the time. Like, it's just crazy how we do things.
Yeah, same thing. First thing I come down, I'm probably going to make coffee.
Yes. He will do that before he does anything else.
Like that's, you know, it's just, no, it's true. I want to listen to it.
It's really good. I mean,
I guess the point of the book is to identify why you do things, but then also to figure out a way to create new habits.
To create, like better habits for yourself. Okay. And like, it's just like a system, like stacking your habits, like, you know, associating different habits together. Like if you want to drink more water, having, you know, first thing you do in the morning, you have a water bottle on your nightstand. So then you associate, oh, when I wake up, now drink it's time water. For me to drink some water. So it's like you couple habits together and then you stack them on top of each other. So you don't try to do all the things at once. You just try and like add on as you go. But like everything we do, the results that we get in life, they all come from our habits. And our habits can either be good for us or bad for us. So it's a phenomenal book, and I'm not even finished with it, so I highly recommend it.
No, it makes
anybody.
Sense. It makes complete
Atomic
sense.
Atomic Habits by James Clear, and he has a blog and everything, but yeah.
No, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, just thinking about, like, you know, because I'm reading a book called The Art of Resilience by Ross Edgerly. He's a guy, he's a guy that, like, went to college for like sports science and all that kind of stuff, and he then he decided to kind of go, basically, instead of going to get a job with he's from the UK, so like instead of going to get a job with the UK Sports Federation, which most of the people did, and be a coach or somebody to like the Olympic team or, you know, to their country, you know, professionals, he decided to go on like this sabbatical, and he went on like, you know, end up being like a 10-year like traveling all across the world, learning from all the different people, like cultures, of what physical fitness is to them, and like how, you know, like he would go to, I mean, cowboys in Ecuador, like people that wrangled bulls in Ecuador, and like literally they would be at 4,000 plus up, and they would be able to wrestle these bulls, and they were smaller than he was, like just and how fit they were at like 75 years old. They were stronger than him at 32. And you saw his picture. He's not a weak guy.
Yeah.
So it just was fascinating. But like what he talks about is, you know, it's resilience. It's talking about mindset. Like, and I think it all goes down to like what I, every day, it's like for me, it's like if I can figure out how to get into my mind, rewire the way that I view things, you know, and trick my mind into... Think about it, the people that do crazy, amazing things, or do even crazy stunts, like that are like you know, like the stunt devils and people like to do the crazy stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all like this mindset. They've been able to conquer a fear of the, you know, of the what if. Like, man, it's just fascinating. But like so
many things.
It's just your mind,
man. Everything starts
with the mind. It does, man. Yeah. Like if you can learn how to control your mind. I'm telling you, man, like that is the key right there to do anything is possible at that point.
Oh, anything.
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 Anything is possible at that point if you can learn how to control your mind and not let fear, which I think is the number one thing that stops anybody.
Gosh. Fear and negative self-talk.
Negative, yes, that's one thing I talk about with my therapist. Yes, yeah, just negative self-talk. Yep. Like he's like the what you say to yourself most is what's probably going to be true for you.
Yeah.
And so he's like, you got to counter it. So, you know, whatever it's mantras or just praying,
confirmations. Prayer.
Yeah. So I'm,
all of that.
Yeah. So let us know what you guys, if you guys are doing things that, you know, are like, you know, like trying to improve habits, or if you've read the book, like, what do you think? But yeah, no,
all of those things. Yeah. It's all crazy. Good stuff. Like, everything. Like
it's fascinating.
You could do way more than I think, than we all give ourselves credit for. Yeah. Like, no, you just got to tap into that.
You got to tap it. You got to be able to go for it. Like, I think it's just, you know, you got to be able to like, go for it, you know, like
I agree.
So that's what we every day talk about. We talk about, I mean, it's, you know, we talk about it every day sometimes where we're like, how do we change this? How do we do better? But that's
to the point where sometimes we'll be tired of talking about it. Like, look, we're not going to have this conversation again next month. What are we going to do differently so that we are not having this same conversation?
Yeah, exactly. But
what do we need to implement? What do we need to try?
Absolutely.
And, you know, I mean, I think it's good, though, to at least assess where you are. Because if you don't talk about it or you don't think about it and you just continue to go, then how do you change? How do you grow?
How do you grow?
How do you progress? So it's kind of one of those things where you do want to think about it. Like,
absolutely. I think it's, Yeah, no, so it's good to talk about it. So I enjoy that we can talk about that because one day we're going to be talking about something different because we've conquered those issues that we feel we have now. So like if we're thriving now, you know, with what God has allowed us to be able to do, imagine if we shift our mindset with God still, we're going to be whole nother levels. And that's what we want. We want levels that are going to affect our kids' lives for the positive for the rest of their life too, you know, not just ours. So
true.
With that being said,
speaking of kids.
Yeah. Speaking of kids, we're going to jump into our first sponsor. And then after that, we'll do a question because I know y'all be like, where are these questions at? So we actually talked about these this sponsor a couple weeks ago, School Mask Pack. So obviously, you know, we're all adjusting to wearing masks because, you know, the new normal. And if you're like us, then you're trying to find the right mask for your kids, a mask that's comfortable, something that they're actually going to keep on, especially if they're young like Reagan, because, you know, she'll wear it for about 3 seconds and want to take it off. She has a time limit. Exactly. So if you get cute ones, get good ones, you know, then they'll definitely be more excited. And that's where Crayola School Mask Pack comes in, because, you know, you guys know Crayola. They actually have this really cool pack where it's 5 masks. They're you know, comfortable cloth mask. You can actually wash them. They come with a mesh bag, so you can, you know, wash them and you can kind of cycle them through. Yeah, that way they have something new and cool every day to you know, to wear.
They're cute. They have like little faces on them,
and they have like a little tightener so you can make them so that they fit either Chad Jr. and they also fit Reagan, so she can use them as well, which is nice. They're built with a 3D design, form-fitting nose wire, and adjustable ear straps, like I just mentioned. Chad Jr., I mean, like, he has no problem putting these on. The other ones, he always would be like, it's falling off or it's moving, or he'd always adjust it. This one, he doesn't touch. And Reagan even wears one of these a little bit longer than normal as well. Even sometimes around the house, we're like, sweetheart, you don't need to wear it now. Save up your wanting to wear a mask for when we need it, please. But yeah, so we like them, and the kids like them too. So, and Crayola School Masks are, like I said, machine washable and come with a handy mesh laundry bag. And you can actually track them with like a calendar if you guys want to figure out like what color is for which day. And then as an added bonus, Crayola School Mask Pack will donate a portion of your purchase to a charity of your choice that support kids who have been impacted by COVID-19 pandemic. So Donor's Choice, No Kid Hungry, and Heart of America. So that's really cool. When it comes to making the best mask for you and your family, the Crayola Mask Pack has perfected every detail. We're recommending it to you and, you know, any parents, anybody you know, because it's just great.
They're good masks.
They're very good masks. So the Crayola Mask Pack is a family solution for back to school. So obviously some of your kids might be going back to school. Some kids aren't. Like, you know, for us, our kids, you know, home. But you still might need to go out the house. So these are really good option. So for you guys, if you want to check out Crayola School Mask Pack, then you can actually go to schoolmaskpack.com/LMO. That's schoolmaskpack.com/LMO. Check them out. And I'm sure that your kids will like them just like ours do.
Yeah.
All right. So which books?
Question time. I don't know.
I think I'm first today.
Yeah, go for it.
So let's do the Black Book.
The Black Book?
Let's go with
the question.
Question book. Number 99.
99. And
I got 99 problems, but my question ain't one.
This is school years is the category.
Okay.
What was your most prized possession when you were a child?
My most prized possession when I was a child. I would say my most prized possession when I was a child was probably my red belt in Kenpo. Because Kenpo was, so I did Taekwondo, Kenpo, and I boxed a little bit, but like, I really liked Kenpo because it was like, you know, like hand to hand, like combat type stuff. And like, I remember getting that belt was rough, but it was good because I remember getting a sweep on someone.
What is a sweep?
like where I swept him off his feet, like I kicked the back of his foot and made him fall. And he was an adult and I was just a kid. Oh. But I got it so perfectly where he was going a certain way and I blocked and I swept.
Yeah.
And that pretty much I feel like is what got me my belt. Mm. I would have got it anyways because I did the kata and I did, you know, I did what I needed to do. But I think it was, you know, it was kind of special to me that, to get that. So like that was... Yeah, martial arts was a really big part of my childhood. So I think that that probably, I don't remember any toys that I really.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was probably that.
Hmm.
And the basketball, because I played basketball all the time.
Yeah, yeah. That's
probably that. Yeah. What about you?
Most prized possession when I was a child, I grew up with this doll, baby doll, was like my favorite thing, which I still have. It was. I believe it used to be the Snuggles doll. You know the fabric, is it fabric softener that's called Snuggles? That's what the bear used to look like. I think it was like my first animal or stuffed animal like when I was born. I've had it since birth. And I took that thing everywhere. Baby doll went everywhere with me. And I would leave her places and we'd have to go find her and pick her up. Like, she'd been in the washing machine so many times. She got buttons for eyes, stitches on her neck, limbs is just limp. Like, so much filling is gone. I still have her. She's tucked away somewhere in store. Well, not storage, but in our basement.
It's so cute, though, because Reagan has a baby doll.
So now Reagan has a baby doll, but hers is like an actual doll.
Yeah.
But baby doll was my...
But it's so cute that she has a baby doll, too.
I loved baby doll.
It's so funny.
Oh, yeah, it is cute. No, it wasn't planned. It was a gift from her grandmother, actually.
And she calls her
baby
doll.
Her very first baby doll. Yeah. So, yeah. Baby doll was definitely my pride. I did not go anywhere without that thing.
That's so cute.
Anywhere.
Oh, and correction, it was my blue belt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, your red belt I got in Taekwondo, but it was my blue belt
blue
in Kenpo.
Belt.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
interesting. Okay, let's see. My turn.
Okay, your turn.
Well, I shouldn't be on it like that. I don't want to be at 10:30.
I know, it's because you got more sleep. Whenever you get more sleep than you're
like
used to,
yeah, you'd be a little tired.
Then your body be
a
like,
bit more tired. Like, wait a minute, we ain't used to this many hours.
Get all
now.
These hours.
Now. What you doing?
Let me get tired. Let me get tired real quick.
Baby girl. Okay.
Baby girl.
Let's see. Let's do $2.99.
All right, $2.99. What is the oldest thing you own?
Baby doll.
That was easy.
We just talked about that. $1.99.
Okay, $1.99.
What's the oldest thing you own?
Let me see. You own my heart, sweetie. And I own your heart.
Yeah, but I ain't that old.
I know you're not. Let me see. What is the oldest thing that I own? Probably my blue belt. I feel like I still have my belts.
It somewhere?
I still have some belts somewhere. I've seen them. I have some
you
belts.
You've seen them recently? Like, you know that you have them here?
Yeah, they're in the basement.
Oh, okay.
I do have some belts.
Well, look at you with your belts.
With my belts.
I'm going
to start wearing my belts around.
Please don't. I don't see you, like, tying it around your head. Because he does silly things like that.
Oh, I would never do that. I would never disrespect the belt. What food do you forget how good it is until you're eating it again?
I think all the food is good. I eat everything. So
crab legs is for her.
I was just about to say, I was thinking crab legs, but
like,
I know that they're good.
I know she knows they're good, but as soon as she eats them and if they're really good, she'd be like, right here.
It's one of those things that I don't have.
You don't have it
very often.
Or sushi, because we had sushi.
We did have sushi.
And we hadn't had sushi.
Like a week or so ago, and it had been months since we had sushi. And I was like, man, with a couple crab rangoons, though?
Yeah.
Honey.
It hit the spot.
Yeah. But I think all food is good. I eat pretty much everything. So.
Yeah. Biscuits and gravy for me.
But I don't feel like that's the right answer for the question because you know these things. We know that these things are good. Like, I don't have any food that I just forget.
Okay.
And be like, oh, yeah, that's really good.
Okay.
No, it's all good.
I would say then for me, artichoke.
That's a good one for you.
Yeah, because I would
and goat cheese too.
And goat cheese, goat cheese
too for you.
Because I'd be forgetting how good artichoke is, and now I get it on my pizza. But like for the longest time, I'd be like, I don't know artichoke. That sounds
yeah.
like
you're right.
And you know, So yeah, I think that that's one for me that, like, you know, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. Okay. I don't feel like that was enough question.
Okay, what do you want? Oh, I guess it's my turn.
Yeah, your turn.
Let's go with
$297. What was your first favorite show?
My first favorite show. My first favorite show.
I don't make the questions up. I just read them.
I would say my first favorite show probably What's Happening.
Really?
Yeah, I love that show. That show.
That's so funny.
That I mean, that or like, was a good show. Or like, I mean, Family Matters. I love Family Matters. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of like shows that like I watched.
I think it was my first favorite show.
A lot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Those two that I watched a lot. A lot.
Saved by the Bell for me.
Saved by the Bell was, yes. Saved by the Bell. Mm-hmm. I really like Saved by the Bell college years too.
I did not like the college really? Years. I preferred it when they were in high school. Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't get with the college years. But, I mean, I watched it.
But... My favorite show of all time is Boy Meets World.
Oh, yeah. How did we forget that?
I don't know if that was my favorite.
Wasn't your first.
I don't know if it was my first or not, but yeah.
Yeah.
Boy Meets World was my favorite, is probably my just the storyline. Yeah. I just love, like, I with shows for me, it's like the storyline, the way you create a storyline is just amazing.
Yeah.
You know, it's either amazing or it's not amazing.
They ran that back, but you didn't really care for the, what was it called when they
Girl Meets
back?
World?
Yeah.
Yeah, where Corey and Topanga were the parents. I wasn't really a fan of that one, and it only lasted one season. It got canceled.
I guess everybody wouldn't have
fan. Because they tried to make it, like, if they would have went with the same type of structure.
Yeah.
But instead they went very...
They tried to do it differently.
Yeah, they tried to do it differently. Like,
kind of like Fuller House. Did you ever watch the Fuller House?
No, I never watched that one.
I just feel like when you wait too long to bring stuff back, like, I still haven't seen Bad Boys 3. It's probably really good, but
yeah.
Why did it take so long? Yeah, like, I just... Like, they're about to make another Coming to America? Why? Like, I just don't understand that. I'd be like...
It's like
this one should have been done decades ago.
Like, that's why with the Jurassic Park's done it, because they didn't come back as Jurassic Park, they came back as Jurassic World.
Mm-hmm.
And they it was a new theme.
Yeah.
Right? So it was still the same island, still the same dinosaurs, but kind of like a different theme, new characters. And I like that, because you can continue something like that, you know, but it's hard to continue something this many years apart, right? It's like, it just, it's different. Like, you know, for me, like Top Gun, I'm looking forward to Top Gun 2.
Are you though?
Quite, yeah. Like,
I'm really
looking forward to it. Yeah. And, but the thing is, it's going to be different because it's been so long.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tom Cruise obviously doesn't age a ton. So like, you know, he still looks pretty decent.
Pretty much,
but
yeah.
Val Kilmer, he just battled throat cancer. So, and Val Kilmer, like, he looks really, really old. Like,
I didn't realize he had
Val. And he might have been older than Tom Cruise anyways.
Yeah.
But he looks really, really old. So I'm interested to see, you know, like, it just, you know, because you like when characters, you know, that, yeah, it's just. It's,
yeah, like, didn't you tell me the other day they was making another Dirty Dancing? Why? For why? Do you know how long Patrick Swayze was here when y'all could have made another Dirty Dancing?
See, that they should have just.
Like, what?
For me, if the main character is no longer alive.
Let it go.
Then you should let it go, in my opinion. Yeah, like, you know, outside of like Fast and Furious, like, there's so many main characters
there's
in
a
that.
A lot of people in
that. That you can continue it on, right? But, you know, but when the main character. And there's only been one.
Just let it be the classic.
Man, you can't do it without Patrick. Like, you can't do it without Swayze.
Well, like, really, though. Could you imagine Dirty Dancing without Swayze? Like,
Swayze made that show.
I'm sorry.
It wasn't Baby.
I'm so sorry. No.
Yeah, I mean, so.
Yeah, that's. Yeah.
It's interesting.
They just be looking for stuff.
But I think, yeah, it's just, it's one of those things, just, you know.
Sometimes you just got to let it be.
Yeah, sometimes you got to let it be.
But, you know, okay, so here's another one that I really liked, though. Best Man Holiday. I feel like that was done really well.
No, that was done well.
That one was done well. There have been some that were done well.
Well, that's because black don't crack. Okay.
I mean, that's
first
true.
Of all, nobody
because it was like one of I just loved.
No, it's a great movie. But nobody looked a day over 35. Like I'm like, what the heck? I mean, you do that with a bunch of white folks. Let's be honest. It ain't gonna work the same. It ain't gonna be the same. Like that's truth. That's like truth. Okay.
Oh, that's so funny. So yeah, like, true.
So
true.
That was a great
that
movie.
That one was done.
But they kept
well.
It in the same tone.
Yeah.
See, when you try to change it
when
too
you try
much,
to do too much, it's
you know,
just like
hell, they could bring a how Stella Got Her Groove back because she still looks exactly the same. And Taye Diggs still look the same.
The same.
They
okay.
could like literally do the same movie again, and you'd be like, "This is the first one or the second one?"
Okay, which one am I watching? So true.
I mean, because so like you, if you've got yeah. the right characters, and like yeah. you can do that, but like sometimes when you've waited so long and people look so different, you have to change the storyline so much.
Yeah.
Like Tom Cruise can go into Top Gun, and you can see him. He could literally still play Maverick, the fighter pilot.
I mean, I don't know.
What I'm saying is Tom Cruise still looks.
Is that his name?
Yeah,
Maverick.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
yeah, yeah. But what I'm saying
I'm like,
is
I've never seen it.
Maverick was his call sign. Yeah. What I'm saying is, though, you see how young he still looks, right?
Right, I see what you're
so
saying.
So he could
yeah.
literally play the same character if they wanted to, right? But the rest of the people are going to be extra old.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just
how
interesting.
That
I mean,
works, but
you know.
What were some good remakes or some good ones that you guys can think of that they brought back and it wasn't bad? And maybe Bad Boys 3 was really good. We just still haven't watched it. I just haven't been in the mood to watch it. Like,
yeah, it's
because I don't want to be disappointed.
Yeah, and we know that Will Smith and Martin
yeah.
Lawrence are going to kill it regardless.
They're going to be funny, I'm sure. But
yeah, it's just one of those things where it's like, we were excited at first, and then we just...
And then it just, for
other movies
reason,
came out, I
we
think,
never
and like,
made
took
it,
the, yeah.
and then it was like, well...
And I didn't ever went to go see it because, you know, we were supposed to go see it together. So, you know,
it waited on me.
It's one movie that I haven't been.
Well, we were just talking about this the
oh,
other
my
day.
Goodness.
I said, babe, what if this is the end of movie theaters?
Don't
we,
you talk
as
like
we
that.
We know it. Okay.
That's you know what? Podcast is over. Thank you for listening.
Because you guys know. And maybe if you don't know, that is like Chad's ultimate guy time thing. Like
oh,
his
man.
Me time is going to
going
the
to
theater.
Movies. Like,
and I'm honestly quite surprised that it took so long for them to start reopening them, because I feel like a movie theater is one place that you can social distance very well. But I mean, also, like you said, it's not a whole lot of new movies
now
that are
yeah,
coming
I think
out.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
now
I think,
you can
yeah.
just watch them at home.
I think what they're called, studios. Mm-hmm. So many studios that are releasing the movies have decided to do video on demand
yeah.
and theater release and, you know, and or just video on demand
yeah.
or they pushed it back. Like Top Gun was supposed to come out by now and they pushed it back till next year.
Mm.
So, there, you know, there's just things that you know.
Yeah.
So I get it. I mean, I get it. It's like one of those things, I'm not in a rush to get back to the theater, but like that is definitely something that I miss.
You miss.
Because
yeah.
that was like my time to, because here's my thing. People are always like, how do you go to the movie theater by yourself? You ain't supposed to be talking in the theater anyways.
And if you talk during the movie, please don't come with me.
You're not supposed to be talking. Like, that's the place where you're supposed to be quiet. You're supposed to go to the movie.
It don't matter.
Be quiet. You can get
not.
Some oohs and some ahs and the woo or ah, whatever, but you should not be talking. So that's why you should be able to go to the movie by yourself. Because you ain't supposed to be talking. You're supposed to be with your eyes. You watch.
That's so funny.
So that's why you can go. I mean, because it just, you're going to see the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Snack. Eat, you know, watch the movie.
Yeah.
So it's not that hard. I'm just saying.
You missed the theater. You're going to go cry in the corner now. That's all right. You missed the theater like I missed the airport. Can I please, and I could, we could very well book a flight right now.
Yeah, we could.
But I just don't know if it's worth it or where am I going to go. Like, I don't want to go nowhere in the U.S. Honestly, like, okay. I'm trying to go.
And no other country wants us right now.
Exactly. So. We're on punishment. We can't come and go nowhere. I done seen some folks in Mexico. Now, Mexico, we can still get to. But it's still like travel advisory. They don't advise that you go.
Yeah, because Mexico is not. Mexico is hurting from, you know, COVID right now
yeah.
too. So
it's
Yeah.
Ooh, it's, y'all, it's rough. Man.
It's just rough because that's something that we, and it's not rough as in like life ending. It's rough for us because obviously a part of our family, what we enjoy to do together is travel. If you've been keeping up with us,
yeah.
It's a huge part of what we love to do. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like some people like to jump in the car and go on road trips. Like for us, we like to fly there and get to a destination, enjoy the destination, like to each their own. But yeah, so that's the part that we miss quite a bit, you know, because we just we cherish those trips, you know what I mean? So
one day maybe
we'll be back. Like we're praying 2021.
All right, I'm going somewhere come 2021. I don't care.
Yeah,
I don't care what COVID say.
For August of 2021.
Oh, that's what I told Babe. I said I don't care where we at. But we celebrating our 10-year anniversary on somebody's beach. Even if I got to have a mask on, we're going to be up in there, okay?
That's what I'm saying.
Not the 10 years.
Yeah, 10-year anniversary this year.
For my birthday next year, too.
Like, we are so close right now. How many days we out? We are exactly 9 days.
It's our anniversary. Are we 9 days away from our anniversary?
Shout it.
Shut up. What is the date? Ooh, I don't have an anniversary gift for you. Are we exchanging gifts?
Yeah, I hadn't even thought about an anniversary gift. Like we buy everything that we want just when we want it. So.
We are the worst gift givers to each other.
But like,
dang.
But yeah, 9 days from our 9th anniversary.
Wow.
Which is amazing.
That's crazy.
Like it went so fast.
It went so fast.
Like it's just.
Dang.
Yeah, it's just crazy to think back like
next Thursday. Like. When y'all are next Thursday, when we drop a podcast, it's going to be on our anniversary. So
that's right.
We'll have to talk about something love related on our next podcast. Yes. Y'all got some suggestions y'all want us to talk about on our anniversary episode.
Because
you guys are going to get it on our anniversary.
You will. That's right. So
let us know.
So that's exciting stuff. Like, you know, we're excited for there to be a vaccine for there to be, you know, healing to all the people that are dealing with COVID and, you know, for healing for all the people that have lost someone to COVID. We're just excited for, like, you know, not the world to get back to normal, but the world to get back to better.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like the you know, things
that's
need
a good way to put
things
it.
Need to get better.
Things need
right?
to get better.
And let's get this president out the office.
Honey.
Let's do that. That'd be a good start.
Vote.
Please.
Please.
Please vote.
Please vote.
And, you know, I'm not here to tell you who to vote for, but just please vote.
Yeah.
Y'all can probably guess that we're not voting for the current president.
Yeah.
But
I guess did we do my other question?
Oh, no, we didn't. Go ahead.
We went off on all the tangents on that one.
That's what we do. We should be talking. It's just conversation, y'all.
Let's see. What did you do?
297.
Okay. Let's do 217.
217. Open right to the page.
Did you really?
Ha.
That's so funny.
How are you and your dad alike? Do you want a different question?
I don't know.
Okay, we can.
I don't know that I have a question. We both like to sing. Me and my dad love to sing. That's probably the one thing that I can think about that we like legit have in common is that we love music.
Yeah.
Love it. Like, I have a cassette tape of he's singing Prince on one side. He would play the albums, play the songs, and he'd have like a little microphone and he'd record himself singing. So I have this cassette tape of him singing Prince on one side, and on the other side is me singing Janet Jackson. And I love that tape. Now I gotta figure out how to get it digitized. I need that. I gotta find it. First of all, I don't even know where it is. It's put up somewhere, but I gotta find it. But it is like, it's like my favorite memory that I have with my dad, because we just used to sing. We would listen to music. Like, so I'd say that's how we're alike, is that we love us some music, okay? Earth, Wind, and Flowers, aka Dad. Love him some music. He loves him some singing, okay?
He
ain't no stranger to getting up in front of people and singing. Like, that's
the cutest. I love it.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I can answer that question.
I don't know if I have any. I don't really know what I have in common with my biological dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sad. Probably, but I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, still learning. Still learning.
Yeah, still learning.
I say for me, the only thing that I think that I have in common with him is that we both are jokers.
Yeah, we're both jokers.
That's the only thing that I can, you know, think about him that, you know, in more of a positive light was like he liked to joke around, you know, and kid people and stuff like that. So that I would say that we share that. I think that I am the most joking out of my brothers.
Your siblings? Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Dion is close though. I feel like Dion's kind of corny though. Look, sorry if you're listening, Dion.
We love you, Dion, but you're extra corny.
You are a little corny.
It's all love. It's all love. But yeah, no, but that was
Mark
that
is the it. Most serious.
Yeah, Mark is the most serious. That's why I be making fun of Mark. Yes. I'm like, Mark, you just
lighten
just
up.
Lighten up, bro. Like, but yeah, that's my dude, though.
Yeah. So,
but yeah, that's what I would say. Yeah.
That's a good one.
And I think I probably got some of my seriousness from Mark. Because Mark, you know, in essence, was like kind of like who helped raise me as well.
Yeah.
Because I would spend a lot of time with him.
Yeah.
Because he's, you know, so much older than, well, both Mark and Deanna are older than me. So I would say that I got some of my seriousness and even some of my, you know, drive to succeed
from him. Yeah.
I didn't get that from dad. I didn't get that from dad. So I got it from Mark.
Yeah.
Because Mark and I are, you know.
I can see that.
If you can see, you know, if you see the trajectory of our, you know, adulthood, you see, you know, going up, bumps, going up. But we've always excelled in something we really put our mind to. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he was definitely probably like your.
Yeah, so.
Role model in that.
Yeah, exactly. So. Yeah,
it's funny. I was thinking. I was like, I was trying to figure out how to categorize your mom because I wouldn't categorize her as serious, but I wouldn't categorize her as a jokester either. Like she's just real mild mannered.
Mom is just mild mannered,
sweetheart,
and chill.
Like so chill.
Yeah, mom is just so like. Chill. I would say that yeah, she's just mom is very just.
She chill.
Chill. Yeah,
like that's the best way I know how to describe her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's probably the best way to describe. She's just chill.
Chill.
She doesn't really have if she has opinions on things, you probably won't hear them very often. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you might, sometimes you won't. But she's never been one to try to force her opinions on anybody, not that I've ever seen.
Yeah. Me either.
Yeah, she'll always listen if your opinion's different, she'll always listen to you and say, "Oh, you know, okay." Like won't try to argue like she, you know, so yeah, she's just chill.
Real chill.
She's just chill. She's loving.
Very loving.
Yeah, very loving, very chill. Very loving. And she just had both of her eye surgeries to finish her other one.
And they went well.
She had cataract surgery on both of her eyes because her pressure was really high. And so she said they both went well.
Yeah.
So that's amazing. So
she's doing good.
So prayers answered there. And so she's looking forward to seeing the kiddos. And we're I'm like, one. So.
We're going to take some road trips. Now, we will take some road trips at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah. And probably the first one we take will probably be to Alabama at some point.
Yeah. Go, you know, go see
whenever
the family.
We feel comfortable. Like,
yeah. If we're going to go anywhere and be around anybody, it would be family.
It would be family. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. One day.
One day. One day, I know. So we have actually an Ask Gabe and Babes.
Oh, yeah, we
do. So this was actually just another episode of us just kind of talking with y'all, you know, just like.
Cackalacking. What I was trying to say.
Catching up, maybe?
Catching up. I don't know what I was trying to say, but it wasn't cackalacking.
Just cackalacking with y'all.
Cackalacking.
Just cackalacking.
What was I trying to say?
I don't know. We're going to name this cackalacking. That's where y'all got the name from, cackalacking.
Random.
That's hilarious. So we have we do have Ask Gabe and Babe.
Yes.
Thank you for continuing to send these in. We appreciate them.
Yes, keep them coming.
Yeah, keep them coming. We're gonna keep going through them. Like I say, these episodes sometimes might not have a major topic. They might just be us chatting, talking about life.
Shit, okay.
Yeah, shooting the cackalacking. Shit.
I think y'all like us like this too. So
yeah, I think hopefully you guys enjoy us just kind of just talking. okay, so here we go. This is an anonymous question from an anonymous person.
Okay.
Hey, Gabe and Chad.
Hey.
I was in a relationship at the beginning of the year, and we broke up in May. We met December and clicked immediately. We were so in sync. It was like dating myself. Also, while getting to know each other, discovered that he grew up with my ex, which didn't seem to be a problem for either of them. Our values were the same. We both grew up in the church and in the same faith. And coincidentally, he knew a lot of my friends. Seemed like God brought us together. We didn't know each other before and didn't meet anywhere common. Total strangers having a conversation and the rest was history. Throughout the course of our relationship, there were issues that would arise that definitely confused me. He would misunderstand a lot of the things that I said, and I found myself saying, "That's not what I said," or "I didn't mean it that way," very often. So much so, he accused me of being fake and acting perfect. We broke up at least 3 times, his call each time, due to random arguments, and I would always want to fix things. Last time, I was so emotionally drained that I let him break up with me without a fight. We went from being in love to him pretty much hating me and being so hurt in the end that it made me sick mentally. Mm-hmm. But my heart is still holding on. We had plans of getting married, having more children. He has 2 grown sons and I have no children. We were even viewing houses. I will never understand why things ended the way that they did. However, I still love him. We haven't talked since Mother's Day, maybe.
Yeah.
And I haven't stopped thinking about him since. I always feel an urge to reach back out, but something pulls me back.
Something keeps pulling me back, telling me I need you in my life. That was the jam back in the day.
Old Tyrese. I finally reached out 3 months after our breakup on his mom's birthday. I emailed asking how he was doing and saying happy birthday to his mom. I got a response of thank you. It was my son and mom's birthday this week. I responded wishing them both a happy birthday. My question is, should I tell him that I still love him? Would it be worth it to try to get him back, or should I let things be what they are? I really believe that we were meant to be, but I always second guess myself when it comes to relationships.
Hmm.
Thanks. Anonymous love. P.S. I'm 35 and he's 40.
Okay. Anonymous, thank you for sending that.
Yes.
Pouring your heart out. We appreciate it. But I think you better let it go. Let it go, baby.
Yeah.
I would be leery of trying to, I don't know how I'm saying, like, not convince, but if things get tough or there's an argument or a disagreement and the first thing you do is break up with me, okay. Like, I don't want to sign up for that, because to me that's a sign of immaturity.
Yeah, if that's
like
a first,
you don't know how to handle when things get a little heated or a little uncomfortable. If your first instinct is to cut it off and run or walk away, then I don't want to sign up for that. Honestly, like.
Yeah.
We too old for that. He too old for that. Yeah. 40 years old and you breaking up with folks?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If y'all was like mid-20s, okay, right. Whatever, a little more. But yeah, no, it's just your first instinct shouldn't be.
Nope.
If you're in a relationship, your first instinct shouldn't be, okay, what's my exit plan if things aren't going right? Like, you should be, you know, you should be able to, again, it all goes down to being adults. Y'all 35 and 40. He should be at 40 years old with 2 grown sons. Mm-hmm. He should be able to have an adult conversation and an adult disagreement where you guys, the first answer is not breaking up.
Yeah.
Like, that is so dang childish in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you want to be with me, then I'm sorry, but y'all broke up 3 times because he wanted to break up because y'all, you know, like,
right.
Then and that means that, yeah, that means what? That you're, it just seems like you're more committed than he is in an actual relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, maybe, you know,
and maybe, maybe he's just not ready or not at a point where because it's another red flag that he's calling you fake and trying to be perfect or perfect, because a lot of times we see in other people what is actually in us and we project our feelings about ourselves on other people. So you calling me fake, bro, you probably fake.
Yeah.
You being fake. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just don't trust it, and I don't.
Man, but.
I'm a firm believer that a man who knows what he wants goes after what he wants.
Yes.
And the fact that he is not pursuing you says a lot to me.
No, absolutely.
Like, I don't think you need to be the one reaching back out to say, I still love you, or I love you. You reached out to say happy birthday. He could have very well came back and been like, hey, I've been thinking about you. You know, can we try again? Blah, 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 blah. Like, I don't know, call me old school. I just feel like a man is going to go after what is important to him.
But and also a man is also going he's also not going to go after something that he doesn't want.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and, you know, that's, here's the thing. that's not your problem.
No.
Right? That's not your
nothing
fault.
Nothing to do with you.
There's nothing to do with you. Like, at 40 years old, if you just don't know what you want at that point, at 40 years old, then you know what? I mean, that's a, something that he has to deal with. But I think that you've done enough to where you shouldn't be the one reaching out to say, hey, I really love you and I really want to see what we can do. Like, you, no.
Yeah, I ain't in the business of keeping nobody that don't want
to
be kept.
You tried twice to get him to not break up with you. The third time you said you were mentally drained. I think that you need to, you know, right now you miss, I think that you're probably missing the good times that you had together. You're thinking about the good times.
The companionship.
The companionship. But think about the times that you were mentally drained. Think about the times you were called fake, because that's a big word.
It is.
That's a big... I would never dare call Gabriel fake. Someone that I love, like fake. Like, you know, fake. Fake is a big word.
Yeah, like, fake, it means a lot.
Trying
like,
to be perfect, you can get away with that.
Yeah, okay.
But fake?
Yeah. Mm.
That's a big statement.
You got some things you need to.
That's a big statement, and I think that you deserve better.
Yep,
you deserve someone that's going to take the time to understand what you were saying, even if they misunderstood it. They're going to take the time to listen to you and what you meant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're going to give you a chance to explain what you meant. You guys still might not agree, but that's okay to sometimes not agree. But to call you, you know, like, it's just, it's, it, the fake thing is big.
It just seems like he's a lot more immature than you are. Like,
you
he's
are,
lacking
yeah.
some maturity, and I just feel like, you know, I can't tell you to stop loving him. I mean, you're going to still love him, because that takes time to go away.
Yeah.
It doesn't just magically go away. Y'all broke up in May. It is uber fresh.
Yeah.
So I get that, but
know that you deserve better than that.
I was just about to say, I think that if you just set your, you know, sights on the type of person that you want and believe that God has better for you, then you'll be fine. And I know you're 35. You mentioned wanting to have kids. So as hard as it may be, try not to let that cloud your decision making because you feel like, oh, I don't have a whole lot of time, or I need to be having kids, or we were going to do this and we were going to do that. But I mean, honestly, y'all just met in December. It ain't even been a whole year. So I think people, it's really easy for people to put on a different personality in the beginning, but bruh didn't even try. Look like it. You know what I'm saying? He
looks
showed
like,
you. When somebody shows you who they are,
looks like he was looking for an exit plan. He exited quickly.
Believe it. Yeah. Because it doesn't have to be that hard. It doesn't even have to be.
If you are truly meant to be,
and
you both feel that way, it doesn't have to be that hard.
It doesn't have to be that hard, and you don't have to have struggle love for it to mean something. It don't have to be a bunch of back and forth, and we went through all of this, and we endured. It don't have to be.
It doesn't have to be.
Let go of that,
like,
okay? Because people will hold on to that. Like,
I think,
it's a badge
I think
of
that
honor.
People
like, we
always
went through so much stuff, and we just stuck it out.
Yeah.
Why did y'all have to go through all of that?
Yeah,
like what?
You know, but the more important piece of that is that you went through all of that. Have you healed and moved on and grown from all of that?
Exactly.
Right? Because to go through all of that, but then to have to go through it again and then again and then again means that there's no change.
There's
right?
no change. Who's and to say y'all don't get back together and he break up with you
exactly.
again?
Exactly. Like, how do you know that? How are you going to guarantee that you get back with this guy that he's going to be a changed person and he's not going to do the same thing that he did before? I think that that's what the important piece is.
Mm-hmm.
So if you ultimately decide to have a conversation with him, your choice.
Right.
Nobody, you're not bad for doing that. You're not whatever. If you decide you want to do that, then you need to make sure that you outline exactly what you expect this time. And if he's not willing to agree to that, to those terms, those compromises, then that's your answer right there. That he's not ready.
You got to go in with clear expectations that you have
what you can
expressed.
Accept or not.
Like, not just expectations in your mind, but letting him know these are the expectations and these are the boundaries. I am not okay with you calling me names. I'm not okay with you breaking up with me. I am not here for that. So
yes,
if you do decide to go down that path, that was a good one. Make sure you go into it very clear about what you will and won't accept, because people will only treat us how we allow them to treat us.
Truth.
Only.
Hallelujah.
Like, you decide how
Hallelujah.
People treat you. So, and I think you deserve better.
Absolutely. You deserve
much
better.
Based off of the little bit that you told me.
And let's think about this. You deserve much better. And let's face it, like, 35 years old, you know what you want. You're ready for a real relationship. Mm-hmm. You're probably a professional in whatever you're doing. You have goals and aspirations. Like, life is too short to be messing with people that aren't going to love you the way you deserve to be loved. Yep. Whether you're a man or a woman, it doesn't matter.
It goes both ways.
Life is too short to be dealing with people that aren't going to treat you right or to be in something that is not healthy for you.
Yeah.
Like, so,
yeah, because you said it made you sick. Like, I don't want to be with nobody that's going to make me mentally sick. Like, yeah. I just,
Yeah.
Nope. Yeah.
That's our opinion.
Yeah.
That's our opinion.
I hope that it helps.
That you deserve better.
Spend some time in prayer. Pray on it. Yes. Like, you know, just journal about your feelings. Get it out.
Yes.
Talk about it if you have a friend. Like, because you got to process these feelings, you know, like, because you're going through heartbreak. Sometimes heartbreak can have our vision cloudy and our judgment is skewed because we're so hurt that we are willing to do anything to get this love back because we felt like it was everything. And it's like, sometimes it's just not meant.
Yeah,
and
sometimes
that's
it's
okay.
Not. I think that's, you know, I think that we go through situations, right? We go through situations. We hurt people. People hurt us. Things happen in situations. And it's all part of your story. It's all part of building who you are and who you're supposed to become. Like, you know, it's, you know, I think that's important to just to realize that this might just be something that's going to make you stronger for when God sends you the person that you truly deserve.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, that's, you know, you cannot live in the past. You cannot live in what was. Mm-hmm. You have to live in what you want.
Yeah.
Like, you know, what you desire. And that's where you have to, you know, aim your focus towards. Not what it was. Not the good stuff of what it was.
Yeah.
Because you're forgetting the bad stuff.
Yeah.
When you're reminiscing.
You only think of the good stuff.
You're only thinking of the good stuff. You're not remembering all of the heartache and the sick nights and the mental drain that you said you had. And that's important to continue to keep in context. Remember the full feeling of how you felt. And I'm sure you might not be as eager to reach out to them.
That's great.
Yeah.
The full, like, feel it all.
Feel it all.
Remember it all.
Yeah, because that's the only way you're going to process it and get over it is to feel it all.
Yeah.
Not just the good stuff, because that's where you're stuck right now is the good stuff.
Yep. I think that's great.
Yeah.
You summed that one up real good.
Yeah.
So hopefully that helps, Anonymous.
Yes. Yes.
Keep us posted on what you decide.
Love the
to
name.
Do.
I love the name, by the way. Anonymous is such an amazing name.
You are so ridiculous.
No, but yeah, actually, we wish you nothing but the best.
Yeah, nothing but the best. If you are out there and you're listening and you have a situation or a dilemma or whatever and you'd love to get our opinion on it, we would love to give it to you. So make sure you send your Ask Gabe and Babe questions, # Ask Gabe and Babe in the subject line, and send it to letsmakeoutpodcast@gmail.com.
Yep.
You can find us on Facebook, Instagram and YouTube at Let's Make Out Podcast. You can tweet us at Let's Make Out Pod.
That's right.
Please
rate and review us on anywhere that you are listening, especially iTunes. We just appreciate that. We appreciate the love. And we just want to continue to grow the peeps, the family here on Let's Make Out, and continue to, you know, hopefully help people live a happier and healthier life.
Yeah. We hope we made you smile today.
That's right.
So thanks for listening and or watching, and we'll talk to you guys next week on our anniversary.
That's right. Deuces.
Bye, guys.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You purr at me and I feel complete. Then you come at me like the Wolverine. And even though you often turn your back on me, our love goes deeper than a submarine. No, I don't want clay dust inside of you or chemicals in the place you poo. In my arms or in your box, our love will be pure.
World's best cat litter for the world's best cat.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.